Hello, Art here.
Hey Art, it's Shaw from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Who's this?
Jaw with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay. I thought you said stroll. Okay.
That'd be a weird name. I just wanted to touch base with you to see if that company approved your PO yet.
No, actually, they're still thinking about it. They just sent me an email the other day. Let me see. It says, "Will we own these molds or will you?" And it went according that they will own the moles. So I'm sure that'll make them happy. So they're still asking me questions about it. So they're still kicking it around.
Okay. That usually takes some time to think about it, huh?
Well, it depends which way they go. A quarter to two ways. One way is 169,000. The other way is about 190,000. Depending which way
From
they want to buy it.
negotiating that, like a cent off of the payment.
Well, I quoted using two different plastics. One's a flexible plastic, like a rubberized plastic, and the other type I quoted was actually using silicone rubber.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, to do the project in silicone rubber, I have to get another machine because it takes a special machine to process silicone. I don't have one. But to do the other project, but if they want to use the rubberized plastic, I should be able to use my machines, but I'm still going to buy a new machine because these things are antiquated anyway.
Would it be the
So
same machine that we have right now as a quarter, or be a different one?
it would be from the same company. It'd be a little bit cheaper.
But obviously, the silicone one is like for the customer's standpoint, is that a better material? As in, does it withstand or last longer?
The silicone's the one they asked for.
Oh.
See these did I tell you what they're going to be used for?
A little bit, but not too much. I know that you're making something for a company that specifically needed the equipment for, because you don't have it.
Well, this company makes blasting materials. I make blasting stuff for constructing roads. So once we make the O-ring and they go and drop this charge down a hole, it's going to go boom and it's not going to exist anyway.
Okay, so what is it you're making then? Is it the thing that they're dropping in?
Yeah, it's going to be O-ring. They're actually running the charge through the O-ring to the outside so they can ignite it. The O-ring's going
Oh,
to
I
keep.
see. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah, they stick it down the hole and then they push dirt and stuff over and they bury it and then they explode the device. And the O-ring in there keeps the moisture and whatever out, but it's not going to be in the ground very long. I wouldn't say it'd be in the ground more than a day, from the time they bury it to when they blow the rock off the road or whatever.
I see, okay. So
You
would
know the
your
machines you see drilling the holes along the side for doing road construction? That's what it's going to be for.
I see, okay.
And they want 5 million of them.
That's a lot. It's a lot of
Yes, I know.
that's a lot of holes on the
You got it. That's a lot of holes. Well,
Yeah.
they actually had us looking at making the tubes they use for the blasting. They actually use cardboard, and they were actually talking to us about making a plastic housing instead of using cardboard, which I wouldn't want to use cardboard. But we're also talking to them about using plastic housing too, so there could be some other jobs coming up with that.
And is this a government or is this like a private party?
I think they do a lot of government work. Well, I think it's more state.
Oh,
They do a lot of state road construction.
okay.
But I'm
And
sure
would
they
that
also do government work too.
Yeah, and would that just be in Tennessee, or is it like all around other
No, I'm
states
sure it's
too?
all around. It's all around.
Okay, that's interesting. A lot of new technology I didn't know about.
Yeah. But what
Good
they're
to know.
doing, they're running the cable up through the O-ring. That's what they're doing. The O-ring just keeps the dirt and whatever out of it.
And are these O-rings pretty big, or how big are they going to be?
No, they're only like a half an inch, about the
Half
size
inch?
of your
Oh.
thumb.
That's not too big.
The mold we quoted, it's a 32-cavity mold, so every time the molding machine processes once, you got 32 O-rings falling out of the mold. So each time the mold
Oh.
cycles, 32 in 30 seconds, it drops another 32. In 30 seconds, it drops another 32.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And,
so
and that's, how you, get, that's how you get to the 5 million quickly.
I see. Okay. So, wow. So they make 30-something at one time, every 30 seconds.
That's what I'll be doing, yeah. The machine okay. The machine will be dropping 30 parts every time it opens up.
Mm-hmm. Would you be able
to... Every 30 seconds.
Yeah, and then after this project, would you be able to use this for any other products?
Yes, because then we'll have a machine that can specifically do silicone. I can quote other silicone jobs, which right now I can't because I don't have a machine.
I
but
see,
because
okay.
this job's so large, I can sink the price of the machine
yeah.
into the job.
Mm-hmm. And in
now
the industry,
if I was going to buy a German-made machine instead of a Chinese-made,
yeah.
A German-made machine would be $120,000-$130,000.
Yeah,
you know,
much more
expensive. Only like $43,000.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a better price. And even if it breaks, you can buy a second one. That'll still be cheaper than a one from Germany.
There you go. You got it.
Yeah. And in the industry, are they a lot of people moving towards the silicon type of material?
No, it's kind of a specialty item. Mm-hmm. There's people do it like the wristbands or watches and stuff. A lot of those are still things like the those little bands people put in their around the wrist for breast cancer awareness and those little what would Jesus do bands and that stuff's all silicone.
Oh yeah, that's true. Okay.
But there's a lot of different devices you can make with silicone. You have silicone cell phone covers that people slip over their phones.
That's true.
Like the stretchy rubber stuff.
Yeah. Also for plastic surgery too.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What else do you specialize in?
We do all kinds of things here. We do powder coating. We build printed circuit boards from scratch. We do surface mount technology here. We do wire harnesses, cables. We do other molding other than the silicone. Mm-hmm. We do with other plastics. We do polycarbonate, ABS.
Oh, okay.
We have 8 machines here. We do a bunch of different products for elevator and escalator industries.
Mm-hmm.
We build timers, industrial timers, and sensors. We build proximity sensors for a lot of plants.
How did you get into the industry? Is this a company that's been passed down, or is this something that you just started after?
This company started in my parents' basement.
Oh, wow.
Back in 1979, I was in junior high school.
Oh. Did your parents start it?
Yeah. And when they started, I thought it was the neatest thing I had ever seen. And I always want to have an opportunity to run it, and we're here.
Yeah, that's good. I'm sure they're proud of you.
But I've worked for them for, when we're in Pennsylvania, I worked for them for like 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm back at it again.
Oh, so the company started in Pennsylvania initially, back in the day.
We moved down to Tennessee back in 1998.
Oh, okay. Nice. Do you have any other family members working with you? Like maybe doing some of the bookkeeping, things like that? Or mostly just you?
She does some of the engineering work.
Okay, nice. Keep it in the family. Good?
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But my father passed and my mother was running it.
Oh, I see.
It was going downhill a little bit with her. She went from being the secretary to one day to being the owner.
Oh, she does like the secretarial work.
Yeah, she did the early on. Yeah, when I was in Pennsylvania, she did.
Uh huh.
And then when I came down to Tennessee, she did for a couple of years. And then my dad passed in 2006, and then she was running it.
Uh huh.
When I came down here in 2013, I actually bought the company from her. She wanted to retire. She didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, I probably wouldn't want to, anyways. You know, at the age.
We switched positions. I came down and I came from Pennsylvania to Tennessee, and she went from Tennessee back to Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Nice to know the history.
But it's going good. I mean, it's growing. I definitely have it going in the right direction.
That's good. Have you taken on, like, different types of projects and things like that ever since you took over 3 years ago?
Oh yeah, we're building multitude of products right now. Right now, we're building we're building a new off delay and true off delay timer.
Uh-huh.
We're building a toll disagreement timer. These are being designed. The off delay and true off delay are almost done.
Uh huh.
General Electric wants to buy them.
Oh.
ABB wants to buy them.
Nice.
And these timers are actually used to turn the power back on in your home. These companies generate electricity, and they also distribute electricity to everybody's home.
Mm-hmm.
And our timers are used in the distribution panels. So when a tree hits your power line and your power goes out, our timers try to turn the power back on.
Oh, okay. Wow. And is it better than what it is right now that you know, like other companies are using right now, or is it like a totally different product that they haven't been using yet, the timer? Or do they already have a timer?
What really unique is the timers we make, normally we don't have competitors. We specialize.
Oh, okay.
We have major companies like General Electric contact us and says, hey, can you make a timer that does this, this, and this?
Uh-huh.
Say, sure we can. We design it up and tell them how much it costs, and they start ordering.
Nice. So you got you have big contracts then with big companies.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, ABB, they're a $40 billion company, and we were selling to Areva, and General Electric bought Areva. Areva does a Big Daddy Trains over in North France.
Hmm.
Very large company.
And are these contracts like ongoing, or is it like a one time?
Yeah,
like,
no,
make me a million of these.
We've been building these type of timers. We've been buying these timers since the mid-1990s.
Oh, okay. But you've just been improving them, basically, as time goes on. You've just been improving the technology of it as time goes on.
Yes, we do that, and we also design new ones when they have a need for something new, something different that we don't make.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's interesting.
And we're getting ready to replace some competitors' timers. There's a company called Agastat, and they asked us to replace some of those timers because they're getting too pricey. And their competitor they actually use air pressure to do the timing function, where we actually use an RC circuit to do timing.
Oh,
so
I see. Okay.
Our off-play and true off-play are going to actually, our prices are going to be about half of their prices.
Oh, I see. When are you replacing them?
Excuse me?
When are you going to replace them, your competitor?
With that project, with the true off-delay and off-delay, that's probably going to be January.
Okay. So you got it lined up already. That's good.
Yeah, we got circuit boards getting ready to be ordered today. I got some 3D models coming in.
Hmm.
I already had 3D models made a couple times. We've been tweaking the design a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Once this next batch comes in, I should be able to order molds. And molds are going to be a little solid. It'll be about $15,000 to $20,000 for those.
Hmm.
But I get the molds made in China.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually bring the molds over here and run them in my machines once they're made.
Mm.
That's the cheapest way to make plastic parts. I don't trust the Chinese to make plastic parts for me.
I wouldn't either. I'm actually Chinese, but I wouldn't trust them either.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm actually from like a industrial part of China too, so from a long time ago, but yeah, I know that I wouldn't trust them to make plastic things either there.
Well, there's people that buy floor sweepings, like large molding companies.
Mm-hmm.
Build plastic on the floor, and people buy the stuff that's built on the floor. They call it floor sweeping.
Yeah.
And they sweep up the plastic and bugs and dust and everything else, and people buy that and try to resell it. It's like, I don't want anybody using that crap taking my parts.
Yeah.
I want good virgin material. I don't want this funny, dusty, dirty crap. I don't want to do it on a machine.
Yeah, I don't even go back to visit often anymore because I just don't even trust the food there because, I mean,
really?
Just to be that basic, like, I wouldn't even trust there because they would, I've seen stories of making fake rice, making fake anything, you know, fake eggs. It's all just chemicals, and then also, you know, they would turn pork into beef by adding some sort of, like, I don't even know what they add in there. But so I don't even go back to visit. The last time I went back was almost 6 years ago. I don't even trust going back to my own country. So
the companies we deal with are in Guang. I think it's called Guangdong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where we do a lot of. They keep inviting me over there. They want me to fly over and meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recommend don't eat the food, right?
Yeah, don't eat the food unless you go to even a nice place. I it's still really hard, but I've heard from my relatives in China they're starting to crack down on it a little bit better. But I mean, just people having a lot of cancer is just really bad there. Cause
yeah.
I mean, even my cousin would tell me to ship baby formula to China for her because she doesn't even trust the baby formula there.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, she'd rather spend 5 times the price for me to ship it for her.
Okay, well, that's good you can do that.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I just trust better. I generally have China make the molds for me, and then I import them, and then I run them in my machine, and that way I control the plastic that I'm using, and I can control the quality.
Yeah, where do you get your raw materials from then?
Well, I get them from different places, but they always have a certified that I'm actually getting virgin material. I'm not getting stuff that's mixed with other crap. I want to use the real stuff. Because we do UL and CSA work here, Underwriters Laboratories, and you have to certify to them you're using the actual materials you say you're going to use.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our products are actually approved for UL and CSA. We actually have a MSHA approved part, which is Mine Safety and Health Administration.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people have that.
Mm. Yeah. It's good you have to control the materials because if you don't do it, then, you know, your customer is going to lose trust in you because something, you know, let's say something happens
exactly.
to their project or experiment or whatever.
Yeah, if they find out you're not using the right plastics and stuff, then they make sure they're banned. I mean, so you want to control that.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you get the molds made in China, they always send me over prototypes, and I measure them, check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this looks great. No, don't. You got to change this and that. And then they ship it over, and we're good to go. I mean, every mold I've got so far has been very, very good.
That's good. It's good to hear.
Not had a problem.
That's good. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, I'll let you get back to work. You probably pulled you off task for almost 20 minutes now, actually.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to learn the history of the business and kind of understand, you know, what it is that you guys do. Because, I mean, I've learned a lot, you know, just from talking to you for the last
minute. There's a lot we do. There's not much we can't do here.
Yeah.
I try to do most of it in-house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to farm it out to other companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Alrighty. Do you know any estimate on when they're going to get back to you at all? Probably not, huh?
No, I'd play it day by day and wait till they send me emails, then I answer them.
Hopefully
I'd hear something in the next 2 weeks.
In the next 2 weeks. Okay. All right. I will I'll touch base with you next Wednesday to see where we're at with anything and if with everything, and then if something comes up between then. Do you still got my email over there?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. You can just send me email or just give me a call.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Good talking to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.